So the material, what happens is the young entrepreneur goes off and launches on their own, and they say, I'm going to get the gold watch now. I'm not going to wait 10 years. I'm not going to wait 15 years. I'm going to have that gold watch now. Now, and they go out and they become, they move into values level 5, which is a materialistic values level. They're interested in living the good life and having good things in a material world, and so on and so forth. But at some point, they find in their thinking that there's something missing. This is like the entrepreneur that goes out to the end of their life and they work real hard. And they work real hard and they make all their money and they go, well, you know, they kind of got that hole in their soul, right? There's more. So what happens then is they move into group and cause. Yeah. And they start thinking, hey, well, and this happened as well. This was like the 60s, the revolution, when people moved toward flower power and all that, was a shift from the values levels of the parents, perhaps. And they said, well, hold on a second. You know, it's more important that everybody's heard, everybody's feelings are taken into account, that we care for the people around us, that we love each other, and that we all feel good. This is, you know, Birkenstocks and brown rice and, you know, vegetarianism and all of that, and save the whales, and all of that would be in values level 6, which is good, and it really feels good to be in values level 6. But then what happens is, in values level 6, people then realize that it's hard to produce results in values level 6. So values level 6, because there's got to be group consensus on everything. I don't know if anybody's ever been in a values level 6 meeting before. Yeah, it's too politically correct, and everybody has to have a say, and everybody, and instead of somebody taking charge, they say, well, hold on, let's find out how John feels about that. How do you feel about that, John? Yeah, and how does Mary feel about that? And they talk about, and pretty soon you've heard how everybody feels about it, but it hasn't gone anywhere. So values level 6 is a nice values level from the perspective of, hey, they're caring, they want to go out and they want to do things, but from a perspective of action, perspective of action and results, there's not a lot of action and results that are produced in values level 6. So what happens then is there's a reaction to that, a natural systemic reaction to the values level 6 thinking. And finally, and people go, wait a second, we're not producing any results. Now, I've been sitting in this meeting on saving the whales for 6 years and nothing's happened. And everybody feels good and we're eating brown rice, but nothing's going on. So what happens is people start to abreact, and then they go out and they get into this functional flow, and they said, somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody. And values level 7 says it doesn't have to be me. Anybody can be in charge as long as they're good at it. But the person better be good who's in charge. So values level 7 says is they're going to take, this is the first level where we can actually do situational management. So if you're doing business consulting and so on and so forth, don't do situational management if you have values level 6 and below inside the group. Because it's going to be tough to put the person who's best suited in charge when you've got the aggressives that are inside there. They're not going to stand for it because they've got the power things, and the values level 5, they're okay with it, but they got to be in charge. You know, they'll be part of a group, but they got to be in charge of the group. Values level 6 wants everybody to have their feelings taken into account and so on and so forth. Values level 7 says, hey, let the best person who's suited for the job be in charge, but somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody's got to lead the ship. And we can do situational management. So if you're better suited for this task, you can be in charge of this task. And if I'm better suited for this task, then I'll be in charge when we're doing this task. That's what we call situational management. Values level 7 tends to be a loner type person. They're kind of, can you relate, Debbie? Values level 7 will tend to be the person who's kind of out on their own, doing their own thing. They know what they know. You know, this is going to be somebody who tends to be interested in learning and moving forward. And they'll tend to be evolved from a thought perspective. They can sometimes even get a bit of an ego, like ego, you know, hey, I know what I know. So sometimes they can come off as being, what's the word I want to use? egotistical, not, I wouldn't say pretentious, I would say more cocky about what they know, I guess is the word. It's like, hey, I know what I know. You know, I know what I know. Values level 7 doesn't have much of attachment to anything. Like, if they don't like what's going on, they could walk away like that. Values level 7 is, hey, this isn't suiting my needs. I'm out of here. So they're kind of, values level 7 is non-committal in terms of attachment to things or groups or organizations. They might come in and work for an organization for a while and then move to another. And that would be values level 7. It's functional flow. Whatever works is good for the values level 7.
This does not match what's in the book. I just realized
that. You sure it does?
Well, yeah.
Who is what?
That's
values level 7. That's functional flow. Whatever works. If you're better as a leader, let it be you.
So group and cause is actually social network.
That would be social network, values 6. Group and cause would be social network, yeah.
So functional flow is like the best man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, so where does the independent thinker that's
cocky come in? Values 7, that's the same one, functional flow. Yeah, same person. Now, by the way, so if, for example, somebody was coming to you and they wanted to make more money, but they were values level 6, it probably wouldn't serve them from an evolutionary standpoint to move them backwards to values level 5. This is why we need to know this, by the way, so because it gives us a framework for which direction to move somebody in terms of their personal evolution. So it wouldn't serve us to move them backwards to values level 5. It would probably serve us to move them forward because values level 7 can make money. They've integrated. See, what happens is values level 7 has the ability to move throughout all the value systems at will. It's the first values level that can move throughout the values systems at will. It can pick up those other other values or the benefits of those other value systems. They can utilize them all because it works because it's functional. So values level 7 can move throughout here. So values level 7 has the ability to make money. Yet they're saying, hey, we're still not going to rape and pillage the planet. So they still got that values level 6 in them, right? Because values level 5, that's Exxon Valdez. That's they'll go out and drill in your backyard, and you know they'll drill everywhere. You know that's values level 5. At its best, it's Lee Iacocca going out and saving Chrysler. There's a lot of good things that happen in values level 5 as well. It's Bill Gates giving back to help to educate the third world countries by bringing computers into them. At its worst, it's Exxon Valdez. It's going out and drilling in everybody's backyard. There's a lack of care for the planet, which they got in the group cause. But the values level 7 is able to incorporate all of the benefits of the previous values levels and operate throughout all of them for whatever works best. Yeah. Enron would be solid values level 5. Yeah, solid values level 5. Although they probably have values level 4 systems within it to run the values level 5. So the entrepreneur realizes that he's got to have some sort of values level 4 system inside to make it run. Yeah. Let me get Connie first, and I'll come back up here.
So would you say that there's a progression of these values?
Absolutely.
Evolution of development?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Because each value system is a response to the challenges that were brought on by the previous value system.
So you really don't ever jump down, do you?
In values? Right.
Until then, you don't want to go backwards.
You actually might go backwards, like in extreme circumstances, it's possible that you would revert to previous value systems, like that maybe there was a significant emotional event or some sort of tragedy or something. You might find yourself reverting back to an aggressive, like something happens. You
it's temporary.
But it would tend to be temporary. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Can't make decisions, can't make money, because you're not going to make a lot of money in values level 6.
Well, but then what's global flux? If that's our next step up.
Right. Global flux, yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. That's coming. No, we're heading there. We're heading there.